Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We welcome you to the special broadcast this afternoon right here on Salam Media. And this broadcast comes against the funeral of the late Sheikh Ismail Haniyar Shaheed Rahimahumullah. And his funeral took place in Qatar earlier on this afternoon. And once again, this bears testimony of the great leadership that Hamas has enjoyed in the martyrs within the Hamas leadership. On Wednesday night, we provided our viewers, our listeners, with a deeper insight into who Sheikh Ismail Haniyeh rahimahumullah was. And following a long list of leaders dedicated to the Palestinian struggle, who gave it all, and following in the footsteps of Sheikh Ahmed Yassin, Dr. Abdul Aziz Rantisi, and now Sheikh Ismail Haniyeh. And it is said, because in a sense, that Sheikh Ismail Haniyeh was the leader of a country, the equivalent of any prime minister, the equivalent of any president of the country. And one would have thought that if any of the world leaders would have passed on, and we would have seen an entire world that would have rallied together at the funeral. We've seen it what happened when the Queen of England had died. We've seen it with many other leaders of many other countries. And he was the legitimate leader of the people of Palestine. The only difference is he was not allowed to rule over or govern over his people. And we are fortunate, alhamdulillah, that many, many have taken time out, and we've seen the thousands on the visuals of his funeral this afternoon, both from Qatar and from other parts around the world. And the South African representation, the close association that we have enjoyed with Hamas, with the people of Palestine, and appropriately, it was Haji Yunus and also Sheikh Ibrahim Gabriels, who had the honor and the pleasure of attending this occasion, the funeral of Sheikh Ismail Haniyeh. And we're going across now to Doha in Qatar to be joined by our respected, our honorable Sheikh Ibrahim Gabriels. Sheikh Gabriels, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome.
Brother Nayat and all the listeners of Salam Media, I greet you here from Doha. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's a great honor for us to see all of you. And it was a great honor for us to have been present at the janazah of such a great leader. Alhamdulillah.
Well, it certainly was, you know, and obviously we know Sheikh Ibrahim is a chairperson of the Al Quds Foundation and also right at the forefront of the Palestinian struggle. South Africans enjoyed a great relationship was Hamas, and we've seen it over the years how this relationship has actually grown in leaps and bounds. And it is clear, although brutal assassination at the martyrdom of this great luminary, we were not surprised, because martyrdom has been a way of life for the people of Palestine.
Alhamdulillah, we can be very proud as South Africans that we have got a closer relationship with Hamas and with the people of Palestine. There's no doubt that currently the greatest people and the most brave people and the most courageous people in the world are the people of Gaza, because they are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fact that they could withstand the armies of the apartheid state of Israel, the army of the USA, Great Britain, Germany, France, Italy, it's a miracle. It's a miracle. And that is because they are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So once again, it was a great honor for me, Haji Yunus Ali, and Brother Nazim Jamie to be here. When we heard that the janazah is going to be on Friday, I said to Haji Yunus, we are going. And alhamdulillah, we thank Allah that we've made the right decision. And alhamdulillah, we had one of the speakers here at the janazah, Dr. Ali Kardaghi. He is the president of one of the largest ulama bodies in the world of 92 countries. This is called the International Union of Muslim Scholars. And his first statement was, "O people of Gaza, all of us our hearts are with you. And he said to the people of resistance, and those before you, the blood of these martyrs of Ismail Haniyeh, Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, and those great, great leaders, it's not going to go in vain. And then he appealed to the Ummah Islam to unite their hearts. And that is my appeal also to all South Africans and all the Muslims of the world. This is not the time to differ of political issues. SubhanAllah, I heard that when we came to Doha, there are a Mufti or some Muftis that are questioning why we should be Salat Janazah al-Ghaib. This is not the time of a technical issue. Too. This is the time to show your support and your solidarity with the people of Gaza. Right around the world, all over the whole of Turkey. Turkey has got a day off because of this great martyrdom of Ismail Haniyeh. Yeah. This is a man. When we were in Gaza, Brother Inayat and listeners of Salam Media, we came there in 2011 on the eve of Eid al-Fitr. He is the man that delivered the khutbah of Eid al-Fitr in Khan Yunus. And after the Salatul Eid, he didn't go home to his family and his children. He went to the families of the shuhada, of the martyrs. This is a man that mixed with the and trained with the youth. This is a man that delivered Jummah Friday and lead the Salat of the Taraweeh. This is a man and so many others in Gaza that live under the tunnels so that the Ummah, the Muslim Ummah, can live on Mother Earth. SubhanAllah. So Alhamdulillah, these names should be household names amongst our people and especially amongst our youth. Ismail Haniyeh, Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, Abdul Aziz Rantisi, Sheikh Izzuddin bin Qassam. These are our heroes, Alhamdulillah. Once again, it was really a privilege and an honor for us and something that I will remember for the rest of my life. I was present with Haji Yunus and Haji Nazim, and also Chief Mandla Mandela was also here. In fact, when I walk into the masjid, Brother Inayat, with the ambassador, South African ambassador to Qatar, Brother Ghulam Hussein Asmal, and he said he was looking around and he was hoping somebody of South Africa is going to be present. And when he saw us, he was extremely happy. So Alhamdulillah, congratulations to the people of South Africa for standing with the people of Palestine. This is not the end. In fact, like what you mentioned earlier, yeah, that is exactly the feelings of the people of Gaza and Palestine and the leaders of Hamas, that they mustn't think that they killed one of the leaders, it's going to stop. In fact, this is the way Khalid Mish'al said, this is the way that Allah opens a way bigger, the ultimate victory of Palestine and especially Masjid al-Aqsa. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen.
Yes, Sheikh Ibrahim, and talking of Masjid al-Aqsa, it was Sheikh Ismail Haniyeh, rahimahumullah, the Al-Aqsa flood. And he sent a very, very profound and a very, very powerful message to the Muslim Ummah when the Al-Aqsa flood had happened, that this was not only about the Palestinians. This was not only about Masjid al-Aqsa. This was for the Ummah. And this was the man Ismail Haniyeh was. He did not only care about the people of Palestine. His concern was for the greater Ummah and the Ummah at large.
Right, but as you can take on from the name al-Aqsa, so they don't do it on behalf of themselves. They do it for Masjid al-Aqsa, and because Al-Aqsa is the responsibility of the Ummah, so our people must always remember that the Palestinians are making this sacrifice on behalf of the Ummah, and we in return must give our full support. And like Khalid Mish'al said today, Palestine will always be ours. In spite of how many they kill of us, we will continue. And then he thanked Qatar as a country. And he said, may Allah protect you, Qatar. You help us at the time of need. And no doubt that Allah will reward and protect you. In conclusion, I want to say what Khalid Mish'al ended off very well. He says, the enemies of Islam don't know that when they kill a leader, Allah then grants another leader to rise. And that will be the situation. And we also from South Africa, we will stand with the people of Palestine until Allah gives liberation and freedom. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Ameen. Jazakallah. Just before we let you go, I know there were many defining moments. And just quickly, Sheikh Ibrahim, for me, a very, very defining moment was when I saw the wife of Sheikh Ismail Haniyeh over his body, and the message that he was giving him. He was telling him, give salams to the martyrs. You are going to be in the company of the martyrs. And really, that obviously was very emotional, but also at the same time, it just tells you the strength of the man, the legacy that he left behind, not only for the people of Palestine, his own personal family as well, including his wife.
Yeah, subhanAllah, it's amazing. Exactly what you are saying, Brother Inayat, the strength. I mean, a woman, for example, would cry and be in tears. These people are so strong. And she was at the janazah. We went to the maqbara. She went there all the way to her husband, sitting there. And when she came to sit at the qabr, asked us as men to just move away, give her time with the children. Subhanallah. His eldest son, Abdus Salam, you know, he was smiling. He said, my father was speaking about martyrdom in these last few days. Subhanallah. And subhanallah, it's amazing. So I said to Brother Abdus Salam, his son, may Allah grant all of us to be reunited with your father in Jannah, because he is Abdus Shuhada, father of Shuhada, because he lost a lot of his children. And he's Jaddus Shuhada, the grandfather of Shuhada. Subhanallah. And now Allah has also honored him. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reunite him with his whole family, with his wife and all his children and grandchildren in Jannah. And may Allah grant us the honor to meet all of them in Jannah. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Ameen, Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Jazakallah khair so much to you, Sheikh Ibrahim Gabriels, for taking time out this afternoon with us right here on Salaam Media to provide us with an insight and the update coming after the janazah and the funeral of this great luminary, Sheikh Ismail Haniyeh, rahimahumullah.
Barakallahu feek, jazakumullah khairan for connecting with us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Sheikh Ibrahim Gabriel's live out of Doha this afternoon. And alhamdulillah, what an honor it was to attend the janazah of this great personality in the form of Sheikh Ismail Haniyeh. And clearly, he has left a legacy, and as Sheikh Ibrahim Gabriel mentioned, the message that came very, very strong, came out very, very loud. It came very clear, even from Khalid Mishal, who has now taken over the reins of Hamas as the head of the political bureau, that the struggle is still there, the struggle will still continue, and the struggle will continue until Palestine, until Masjid al-Aqsa is free, inshallah. And with that, it was a special broadcast, and it's been an absolute pleasure being part of it. So from myself, I'm signing off now. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.